Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio is organist Karen Bretz, down from Anchorage to play the Kessler organ at Sitka Lutheran Church this afternoon. Welcome to Morning Edition, Karen.
Good morning, Melissa.
Well, you just flew in yesterday, correct?
That's right.
And you're here for the Kessler organ recital. That's going to be at noon today at Sitka Lutheran Church. Can you tell us a bit about how long it's going to be and what you're going to play?
Sure, it'll be about a 45-minute concert, and it's going to stress Advent, not so much Christmas, because we're in the Advent season right now. And I'm going to play some Advent hymns and then also some characteristic French Christmas music, too.
It's going to be about a 45-minute recital?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and the Kessler organ is a fairly unique organ. It's an historical organ from 1844. Could you talk a little bit about the history?
Sure, it's a small organ. It's a five-stop tracker organ. It's a mechanical action organ, which means that there's no electricity to the organ except for the blower, which pushes air through the organ. It was manufactured in Estonia in 1844 and then brought to Sitka, and it's been in Sitka ever since.
So how is it different from the organ you play in Anchorage? You're the organist at St. Mary's Episcopal Church in Anchorage, and so you're there every weekend playing that organ. How does the Kessler differ from your experience up there?
There are actually a lot of similarities. The Anchorage organ was built in 1986, so it's a relatively young organ, but it's a mechanical action organ, too. There's no electricity except for the blower. It's the organ down here is much smaller. The organ at St. Mary's has two manuals and a pedal board and about 15 stops. The Kessler organ has five stops and only a single manual.
Now, five stops, that means it can make five different sounds. Explain what that means.
That's right. You've got it. It's a single sound for every stop. Every stop has a set of pipes. Every key is attached to a pipe. And that's basically the way it works. Air is pushed through the pipes to make sound.
And now you're a pianist as well. You can play the piano, but you're really drawn to the organ. Why is that?
Well, there's a lot of reasons for it. It's a fascinating instrument. There's a lot of different sounds. It's very versatile. You can play any type of music, basically, on it. The repertoire is really, really, really wonderful. And also, it's very human in a way, that air is what makes the organ go, just like air makes us go.
Do you feel like organists tend to feel a calling?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You have to be fascinated with the instrument in order to play it. It takes a lot of work and a lot of time, and not many people have organs in their houses, too, so it's difficult to find one to practice on, and it requires a lot of practice.
When did you first realize that you're an organist?
I've been playing maybe for 10 or 15 years or so. I actually took quite a bit of harpsichord in college, and that's considered to be a historical instrument, too, and as you said, I played the piano since I was a little kid, but I've been drawn to other instruments, other keyboard instruments other than the piano.
Do you think that you described the organ sort of like an organ with breath moving in and out? Do you think that sort of relation to the human body is something that draws you to it?
Oh, definitely. It's very human. It's a huge instrument often and kind of imposing to look at. But when you come down to the basics, it's air that makes the organ go, and air is necessary for human life, just like it's necessary for the organ.
So the Kessler is smaller than what you usually play. Other than that, what's your experience like playing an instrument that was built so long ago?
This is the oldest instrument I've ever played.
Really?
Oh, at least 100, 150 years, yes. It's really a thrill to play it. I mean, you feel like you have history under your fingertips, and it's very exciting to play. Martin Posse from Washington was here yesterday working on it. He was here tuning it and adjusting it. He's got it in tip-top shape, and I'm so glad he was able to be here and that I get the opportunity to play it today.
So can we talk a little bit more about the music? This is the Advent season for the Christian faiths. What does that mean in terms of the music? How is that music different from, say, actual Christmas season itself?
Well, the Advent music is all about preparing for Christ's coming. Christmas music, typical Christmas carols, Joy to the World, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, it's all about Christ's arrival, while Advent music is about preparation and getting in the right state of mind and thinking about Christ coming.
So is there a different tonal quality to Advent music than Christmas? I mean, would somebody recognize who is familiar with it, oh, this is more Advent rather than Christmas?
It's definitely more restrained than Christmas music. Christmas music is typically very joyous and happy, while Advent music, it's happy too because we know that Christ is coming, but it's more reflective. But I'll still be playing hymns that people recognize, like O Come Emmanuel.
And some French music as well, you mentioned.
That's right. There's French music that's characteristic for the season. I'll be playing some earlier music and then some later music from French composers that was composed for Christmas.
So how did you get connected with the Kessler organ here?
Well, I had been coming down to Sitka for the Summer Music Festival for some years, and I saw on the website for the Lutheran Church that they had this organ and that they were looking for volunteers to play it, and so I contacted the church, and they were happy to have me play, and they've always been very welcoming, and I really appreciate that.
Now, the Kessler organ has had quite a history. It was damaged by fire at one point, wasn't it?
Most recently, in 1993, it was heavily damaged in a fire, yes.
And then rebuilt.
Right, by Martin Posse.
Right.
Yeah.
So, do you think the organ changed at all, or was he able to really rebuild it the way it had originally been created, if that makes sense?
Yes, that makes perfectly good sense. Yes, Martin Posse is very much interested in historical organs, and his overriding concern was to restore it to how it was before the fire. And there was quite a bit of the mechanism and pipes were restorable so that he was able to reproduce the same organ, the organ as it was before the fire.
You know, I was down in San Diego recently and just happened to coincide with the West Coast Association of Organists annual retreat, and there were hundreds of organists spending an entire week there, and I was just struck by how this really does seem to be a calling for people.
Mm-hmm. That's true. As I said before, it takes a lot of time and effort to locate an instrument to practice on and then to play it too, to get the technique, which is very different than piano technique. So people that have attained that level of playing, it's just like any other hobby or profession. They like to get together and play for each other and compare notes.
Do you think that there are some common qualities that distinguish an organist from a pianist?
It's different. Yeah, all pianists, all organists play the piano, but vice versa is not true at all.
Oh, that's really interesting. Mm-hmm. That typically doesn't go the other way.
Oh, no. It's very much not so.
Well, so your recital is going to be today at noon at Sitka Lutheran Church. You'll be there a little earlier practicing, though, right?
Sure. Please come by early or stop by and say hi after the concert, too.
Okay, so that's noon, Sitka Lutheran Church, the 1844 Kessler Organ Recital, played by organist Karen Bretz. Karen, thanks so much for coming down this morning.
Thank you, Melissa.
We've been speaking with Karen Bretz.